Welcome to this beginner lesson on making your sub bass move in Ableton Live 12 using groove pull tricks for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Now, a lot of people think of sub bass as just a low note that sits underneath the track. But in jungle and classic drum and bass, the sub is part of the rhythm. It's not just tone, it's groove. It should feel alive, a little bit human, and just slightly rude. Not sloppy, just possessed by the beat. In this lesson, we're going to build a clean sub, give it a simple bass pattern, then use Ableton's groove pull to add subtle swing, timing movement, and a touch of velocity variation without wrecking the low end. By the end, you'll have a bass line that feels much more like a proper jungle record and much less like a static synth drone. First, set up a fresh project in Ableton Live 12. Pick a tempo in the drum and bass range. If you want classic jungle energy, go around 170 BPM. If you want something a little more rolling and modern, try 174 to 176 BPM. And if you want a looser old-school feel, 160 to 168 can work really well. Before you even touch the bass, get your drums or break loop in place. That matters a lot, because in DNB the groove is always relative to the drums. The bass shouldn't fight the break. It should lock with it, answer it, and leave space for it. Now let's build the sub instrument. For a beginner-friendly patch, use operator, drag it onto a MIDI track, turn on oscillator A, and set it to a sine wave. If you're keeping it simple, turn off the other oscillators. A sine wave is perfect for sub, because it gives you a pure low end with no extra fuss. Set the amp envelope so the attack is instant, the decay is very short or basically zero, the sustain is full, and the release is short, maybe around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That gives the notes a clean stop without clicks, but still keeps things tight. After operator, add utility and set the width to zero so the bass stays mono. That's very important. Sub bass should live in the center. You can also add EQ8 if you need a tiny cleanup, but don't start carving away the fundamental. In the sub range, less processing is usually better. If the bass feels a little too raw or inconsistent, you can add a light saturator. Just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, with soft clip on. That can help the sub translate better on smaller speakers without turning it into distortion. Now write a simple MIDI pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. A great jungle sub line often uses just a few notes. Think of it like a conversation with the drums, not a constant stream of notes. For example, you might hit the root note on beat 1, answer again somewhere around the second beat or then after it, leave room for the snare on 2 and 4, and then come back with another note later in the bar. A good beginner pattern might be just 3 to 5 notes across 1 or 2 bars. That's enough. The goal is space, tension, and rhythm. If you write too many notes, the low end can get muddy fast, especially at DNB tempos. Now comes the fun part, the groove pull. Open the groove pull in Ableton and browse for some subtle swing grooves. You're not looking for huge, obvious shuffle. You want gentle movement. Something like an MPC-style 16th swing can work well, but keep it subtle. Start with a groove amount around 10 to 30%. For a sub, that's usually plenty. Drag the groove onto your sub clip, then check the clip settings. Timing is the main thing here. That moves the notes a little off the grid and gives the pattern a more human feel. Velocity can add variation too, but be careful. Some synths respond strongly to velocity, and that can make the low end uneven. Random should usually stay very low or off entirely, because you want the bass controlled. Think of groove pull as a nudge, not a fix. If the pattern only works when it's heavily swung, that usually means the rhythm itself needs adjusting. Groove should make a good pattern feel better, not save a bad one. Now, if you want the bass to feel more jungle and less just swung, start making tiny manual edits. This is where the real character comes in. Move one note a little early. Delay another note slightly late. Keep the first important hit tight, then let the answers breathe a little behind the beat. Those tiny shifts can feel much more authentic than a huge groove setting. You can also shape the feel with note length. Shorten notes that land near the kick if they're clashing. Let other notes ring a little longer if they're acting like responses or fillers. That push and pull is a huge part of old-school DNB feel. Another useful trick is velocity. If your instrument responds to it in a musical way, use a little variation. Make the important notes a touch stronger and the passing notes slightly softer. Keep it subtle. The goal is not volume chaos. The goal is to make the bass line speak with phrasing. Here is a key thing to remember. Groove the drums and bass differently. Don't apply the same amount of swing to everything. Usually, your break or percussion can carry a little more groove, while the sub stays more restrained. If you groove the drums first and then let the bass follow with a lighter version, the bass will sit inside the rhythm instead of competing with it. That's a classic move in jungle. The break has the personality, and the sub is the engine underneath it. If you want even more movement, combine groove pool with other simple tools. In the clip, you can automate filter cutoff, saturation amount, or volume across phrases. You can duplicate the bass line and make a slightly different version for a fill bar. You can even change one note length or move one note an octave for variation. In this style, little changes go a long way, and always keep the low end under control. Use utility to keep it mono. Check that the sub and kick are not stepping on each other. If the low end sounds blurry, shorten some notes and move some hits around. If the groove feels too lazy, back off on the swing amount. If it feels too stiff, add just a bit more timing movement. Small moves. Big difference. One really important listening tip: check the bass against the snare first. If the bass still feels good when the snare is loud and upfront, it's probably sitting well in the mix. That's a great sanity check for this style, because in jungle and DnB the snare is often a major reference point. If you want a darker, heavier feel, try netting the sub answer just behind the beat on some notes. A slightly late response can create tension and menace. A tiny delay can make the bass feel heavier, while an earlier hit can make it feel more urgent. Same notes, different attitude. Also, if your pure sine sub disappears on smaller speakers, don't just make it louder. Add a little harmonic support with gentle saturation. That gives the ear something to grab onto without ruining the low end. If you want more presence, layer a separate mid-bass on top, but keep the true sub clean and center. For arrangement, think in phrases. Bring the bass in lightly at first, then open it up for the drop. On the second 8-bar phrase, change one note, remove one note, or shift one groove detail. Those little changes keep the loop alive and stop it from feeling like a static repeat. Here's a simple practice exercise for you. Set the project to 174 BPM. Load a break or a basic kick and snare pattern. Build a sine sub and operator. Write a 2-bar bass line using only 3 to 5 notes. Try 2 different grooves, one light and one slightly stronger. Apply about 15% groove to one version and 25% to another. Then manually shift one note early and one note late. Add utility for mono. Listen back with just the drums and bass. See which version feels more locked, which one feels looser, and which one gives the break more space. That's the whole idea here. In jungle and old school DnB, the best sub bass is usually simple in sound, but rhythmic in feel. Groove pool is perfect for adding that subtle lilt, as long as you keep it controlled and let the drums lead the way. So go build the line, test it against the break, and don't be afraid of tiny timing moves. That's where the magic lies.